Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host and psychic medium and teacher of alignment. In this super quick episode, I'm going to talk to you about this one tip I have for those who give readings themselves, for healers, readers, counselors, anyone who is working in some form of healing modality, reading modality, psychics, tarot readers, oracle card readers, crystal readers, palm readers, anything, any of it. This is for you. Here goes your tip. Ready? If you are not in a loving space when giving your readings, you are giving your client less than love. And if that is not what you wish to give them, just think about it. Just think. We want to give them love. And this isn't like lower romantic love or anything like that. This is true universe alignment love. This is appreciation. This is that welling up with tears of joy kind of feeling. If you're not in that place, they're not going to get there either. Of course, you can't make people get there. It's like leading people to the door, but they can't go through it. But you have a greater chance at influencing them to wellness and clarity and alignment and releasing resistance if you are that yourself. So, if your readings are not, if you're not in that place when you're giving your readings yet, is it a good time for you to be giving readings? You can give readings when you're mad, you can give them when you're tired, you can give them when you're frustrated, but it's better to give them when you're at your best vibrationally. Now, to be clear, I'm not speaking about perfection. What I'm speaking about here is alignment, high vibrations, feeling loving for your clients, not judging them, and understanding that they are whole, they have well-being, and everything they seek is coming to them, whether they act right or not, whether they do the right thing or not. And I find that readers who dwell on the past, who dwell on the trauma, who dwell on the hurt, just permeate or, that word is right there. They keep going, they keep it going, they keep it going. They keep this vibration of hurt, and if the client feels like I'm unwell, I need help, I'm confused, I'm sad, I'm depressed. And if we keep massaging those feelings, they're going to get more of that. If we focus on their wellness, if we give them love, if they feel loved, and it's not about what you say, it's about how you are. If we give them that sort of feeling, it lifts them up. And you'll find your clients exhaling in relief. You'll find them crying often. I don't know why I'm crying, you know, and they do that because they're releasing. But it's not because we're like, okay, let's dig into the trauma. We're not doing that. That's not our job. That's not what we're here for. We're here to give alignment. And if none of this makes sense, then perhaps before you give your next reading, we can figure that out. Yeah? Or you can work a little on your vibration until it does make sense. All right, guys. I could talk about this forever, but thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next tip and let me know your thoughts at straightspirit1@gmail.com. All my love, guys. Take care.